People of Europe, I send you the rainbow of Argentina.
Spain has fallen to the charms of Evita. She can do what she likes, it doesn't matter much. She's a new world Madonna with a golden touch. She filled a bull ring, 45,000 seater. But if you're prettier than General Franco, well, that's not hard. Franco's reign in Spain should see out the 40s. Just acquired an ally who looks as secure in his job as you. But more important, current political thought is, your wife's a phenomenal asset, your trump card.
Should have heard them call our name. And who would underestimate the actress now?
I'm not underestimating you. Just do the same thing in Italy, please.
Now I don't like to spoil a wonderful story, but the news from Rome isn't quite as good. She hasn't gone down like we thought she would.
Italy's unconvinced by Argentine glory.
They equate Peron with Mussolini. Can't think why.
Did you hear that? They called me a whore. They actually called me a whore.
But Senora Peron, it's an easy mistake. I've had that trouble too. I'm still called an admiral, yet I gave up the sea long ago.
Things aren't all that bad. She met the Pope. She got a papal decoration and a kindly word.
So even if the crowds gave Our Lady the bird, the Argentine Italy accent does have some hope. She still made a fabulous impact. Caught the eye. Let's hear it for the Rainbow Tour. It's been an incredible success. We weren't quite sure, we had a few doubts.
Would Evita win through?
But the answer is a qualified yes.
Started well, no question, in France, shining like the sun through the post-war haze, a beautiful reminder of the carefree days. She nearly captured the French, she sure had the chance, but she suddenly seemed to lose interest. She looked tired.
Wasn't on the schedule anyhow. You'd better get out the flags and fix a parade. Some kind of coming home and triumph is required.